नम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतिसे नमः। गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि तया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणान्तिके। First of all, my heartly obeisances in the lotus feet of my Paramaradhyatam spiritual master, Sri Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. And same in the lotus feet of my Siksha Guru, Nitya Lila Prabhusvam Vishnupada Sota Sri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. Prem Vibarta. Once Sri Raghunath Das Goswami asked something to Sarup Damodar, what should be my activities?
Duty.
How should I do bhajan? Ask Mahaprabhu. And then Mahaprabhu told, ग्राम्य कथा ना सुनबे ग्राम्य वार्ता ना कहिबे। You should not tell विषय कथा। भालो ना खाइबे भालो ना परिबे। Don't take worthy cloths and tasteful preparations. Amani manad bhaye Krishna naam sadalabe. Giving man to others, giving respect to others, don't hunker for self-respect and Krishna am always. So these upadesh are for always, for you all, not for Raghunath Das Goswami. And this is the answer of all the question you do. Braja Radha Krishna Seva Manase Karive. And from taking the procedure of serving Radha Krishna in mind, in heart, and you should do Manasi Seva. এই আজ্ঞা পাইয়া রঘু পুছিল তখন বুঝিল তখন প্রীতি না হয় কবু জড়েতে সাধন। দেন রঘুনাথ গোস্বামী থট দ্যাট প্রীতি ইজ নট এ থিং বিটুইন লেডিজ অ্যান্ড মেল অফ দিস ওয়ার্ল্ড। মানুষের সিদ্ধা দেহ করিয়া ভাবন সেই দেহে রাধা নাথের করিবে সেবন। এন্ড দেন বাই টেকিং দি প্রসিডিউর ফ্রম গুরুদেব অলওয়েজ সার্ভিং রাধা কৃষ্ণ ইন মাইন্ড ইন হার্ট। বৃক্ষহীন সহিষ্ণুতা আপনে করিবা অলওয়েজ দি টলারেন্স লাইক ট্রিজ। They don't live for themselves, they live for others. Their barks, their seeds, their fruits, their shades, their
seed,
everything is for others. And if they are dying for water, even they will not ask for you. So be tolerant if you want bhakti. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said this. Bahya dehe Krishnam sarvada sarvakal hogay. And by this tongue always Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Even in sleeping time also you should do. Antardeya Thake Radha Krishna Sevaya. By mind chant, by this tongue chanting Hari name, and in mind, remembering the sweet pastimes of Krishna. So, Raghunath Das Goswami has also told, like so, Rupa Goswami, in his Upadasanamitir, last essence of all, Tannama Rupa Charitadi, Sukritananu, Krameena Rasana, Manasi Niyojya, Tishthan Braje, Jananuragi, Jananuragi, Kalam Naid Akhilami, Ittu Padesha Sara. Be situated in Vrindavan, because Radha and Krishna always in Vrindavan. And by turn, always chanting Radha Govinda, Radha Gopinath, Radha Madan Mohan, Hari Hare Namah Krishna Jadavaya Namah Jadavaya Madhavaya Kesavaya Namah Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudan Giridhari Gopinath Madan Mohan Radhe Jai Jai Madhav Daiti. And is remembering the sweet passions of Krishna. If Radha Namodar, then Dambondhan Lila. In this way you should go on doing. Bhalo khawa bhalo para parityag kari. Don't hanker, don't go after always delicious foods, delicious hotels, delicious clothes, nothing. Only to have anyhow our
maintain our life,
nothing else. So Rupa Goswami has also told. So I think our classes are here, conference is totally successful, all are happy, anyhow good cooking, good
arrangement,
and good, most of all, good Hari Katha, best Hari Katha here. So I think that all are happy here. Now we will begin Krishna pastimes. And also I want to give my heartly blessings and thank to manage this huge crowd here, devotees. So for this, Krishna Das and his friend
Dharmaraj
and party.
Mahabharat
Jaduvar
Parjanna
and so on. I don't remember their names. You should know that Srinivas also. My heartly blessings and my thanks to you that you have managed so well. And also my heartly blessings to Sannyasi, Padmanabh Maharaj, Nemi Maharaj, Damodar,
Sridandi
Maharaj,
Shrouti,
Budeo Shrouti Maharaj, and here Giri Maharaj, Sudhadvaiti, Prem Priyojan and all.
Shyamrani Didi.
Shyamrani Didi. Vichitri Didi.
Dharaiti.
Yes. Madan Mohini. So, I thank you for this very good festival, successful such. Now, we'll begin Krishna Street pastimes. I wanted to finish so many, but we cannot. First of all, how the gopis of neighborhood, motherlyhood, they used to complain to Jasoda Maiya. Oh Maiya, Krishna is very naughty. And he,
stealing
anyhow, with a crowd of boys, and he enters in our rooms, and
Stealing butter.
Stealing butter, milk and everything. And if not, we have stolen away in another place, then he,
Pinching our babies
and they began to cry. Sometimes, so many. Then Yashoda Maiya thought that what I
prepare butter.
Oh, it is not so sweet because my
maid servants
are doing. So today I will milk myself
cows.
Oh, high class of cows, Padma Gandha and others, and I will myself make very sweet
yogurt
and makhan.
Butter.
So he gave up leave all and alone, and she was doing so, and now he was chanting Govinda Dhamo Dharma Dhave. Oh, after that, you should try to tell something. 5 minutes.
Now my brother, my mother, and my brother, my brother Krishna. What should I do? So, actually that day, we decided to make Mukta for Krishna by our own hand. So that day was Deepavali day. In particular. So then, how is the Mother Yashoda's able to, by her own hand, make Mukta for Krishna? Actually, they were preparing for the Yajna for dinner day. So, all of these servants went back to their own house, and Mother Yashoda was there to help all his duties. So by her own hand, she previously had made yogurt the day before from the Nanda's best cow, Padma Ganga. Padma Ganga is a cow that it is fed on the most tasty grass, the most fragrant, the most best color in the grass.
Oh, so, thank you. Very good.
Bolan bolte din boluk na bhai ta katuk
na prem prayojan prem prayoj. Very good, thank you. Come nearer, that I may hear.
Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaye Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namah. First of all, I offer my sincerest thanks at the Lotus Feet of Asmati Paramaraj to Rupada Padma Sri Srila Rupada Prasadam. I offer my pranam at the lotus feet of my Sri Rupa Dika Gaudiya Guru Parampara and to all the assembled Ananya Chidani Padagan and by God.
Fruit seller.
So I heard from the lotus feet of Sri Rupa.
Shrukti Maharaj kichu bolbe na bolche ajke.
Bolbe na.
No.
Very early in the morning on the Deepavali day, Mother Yashoda, she took the yogurt that had been prepared for the milk of the cow called Padma Ganga.
More louder.
Because the milk of this cow has the fragrance, the Ganga of Padma, of lotus flowers. How sweet this milk is. So Madhya Shodra, she took a churning stick and held the ropes and she was churning. And as she was journeying, she was remembering the sweet pastimes of her son, Sri Krishna. And she was singing his name. Tears falling from her eyes, with heart melting, hairs standing on end. She's so beautiful, very narrow waist and fine silk cloth. This silk cloth is so fine that if you fold it over 10 times, it will still fit underneath your fingernail. And so from this very fine cloth, the beauty of Mother Yashoda was peeping out. Her hair was decorated with flowers, and the flowers were falling from her hair, and she was chanting the names of Sri Krishna. Someone is doing kirtan with a melting heart, then Sri Krishna must come there. In the meantime, Sri Krishna had been sleeping on the bed of Mother Yashoda. When she got up from her bed, she took the hand of Krishna and put his hand on the pillow. So he was lying there sleeping, thinking his mother was there. So when he began to wake up, he was feeling And then you realize, oh, it's not my mother, it's a pillow. He thought, oh, I want my mother. So then, he's about 2.5 years old, very small, quite naked. He tried to get off the bed. So, he's very small, so he came off the bed backwards like this on his stomach and down to the ground. Then, he was calling his mother, Maya! But no reply. So then he called louder. You know, like you see, Sarekamakarakisa. So he's calling, Maya! 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 Louder and louder. But no reply. Why? Because Yashoda Maya was only 3 years old in the kirtan and samaran, remembrance of Sri Krishna's pastimes. She did not hear. She had avesh, complete absorption in remembering Sri Krishna. So Krishna was came out from the room, rubbing his eyes, like Yashoda put kajal, black on his eyes. And his tears were coming down and washing the black kajal and making a black screen here. At this time, Kapoor was already wiped up and white screen here like Ganga, Shumuna, Gloria, and running down and meeting in the tree bending of his navel. And Sri Krishna came out to the place where Madhishoda was churning the butter. And he put one hand on the stick and one hand on the veil of Madhishoda and poured her. And when she was told by Krishna, suddenly she noticed, oh, my son is here. She came overjoyed. And she stopped churning and picked up baby Krishna in her arms and gave her breast milk. Oh, at that time, oh, many, many such vows came and milk was flowing from her breast. And in this way, bhakti became mixed with her sai bhav, became mixed with vibhav, satvika bhav, anu bhav, vyabhachari bhav, and it became bhakti rasa. So Krishna was very happily drinking the breast milk. The Vatsalya Bhava of Madhya Shoda, parental mood. But Madhya Shoda noticed that there in the kitchen, there was a big pot of milk that was being boiled, and the milk was about to boil over. Why? Because the milk was thinking, oh, Krishna's belly is unlimited. All the universes are in there. And Madhya Shoda's breast milk, that means her parental love, is endless, more than Kheersagar, the ocean of milk. So Krishna, his appetite will never be finished and her breast milk will never be finished. So I, the pot of milk, I will never get the chance to serve Krishna. So if I have no chance to serve Krishna, then no need to stay alive. Like Srila Narottama Das Thakur, he said, Keno vai achaye prana ki sukalahiya Narottama Das keno how unfortunate I am that I have no opportunity. I am not qualified to serve Sri Krishna. So what kind of happiness will I experience in this life? Nothing at all. Why did I not die long ago? So lamenting his disqualification, the milk wanted to commit suicide and was jumping out of the pot and into the fire. So when Madhya Shoda saw this, she wanted to stop the milk from boiling over. So she took Sri Krishna and she wanted to put him down. So we heard yesterday from Srila Gurudev how Putana, she had the strength of 10,000 elephants. And Putana, she tried to put Krishna down from her breast. But she tried again and again, she could not put him down. That was when Krishna was only 6 days old. But now Krishna is 2.5. He's much stronger. And he's holding onto Madhya Shoda with both hands, with both legs, and with his mouth. And with his full power, he's trying to hold onto her. But Madhya Shoda, just with her left hand, said, I'm quite upset. And easily put him down. Because he's completely controlled by the love. In the arms of Madhya Shoda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has become a helpless child. So she got up and she went to save the milk. She sprinkled some water on the milk and it stopped boiling over. Oh, this is because Madhya Shoda is very merciful. She thought that from my breast milk, I cannot make the paneer, I cannot make rubbery and so many other nice preparations for Krishna. So I should save the milk. Just like Srila Gurudev, Oh, then he can be absorbed in serving Radha Krishna in the Astakali river. He will be meditating and serving him. But he's sitting there as spiritual form. But putting aside his service, he comes running to save us. We have no chances or opportunity to serve Krishna. So in this way, Bhakti Shoda was like a guru, giving up her direct service to Krishna to engage someone else. So when Krishna was put down on the ground, he was very angry. He said, I have not satisfied yet. I have not finished drinking. Oh, I should teach her a lesson that she should not put me down again like this. So Krishna, he took a pestle for grinding spices. And the big pot of yogurt that Bhakti Shoda was churning, at the top the pot was thick, but at the bottom it was thinner. So Krishna, he got the pestle and threw it, and it made a hole in the bottom of the pot. So the pot was full, so if you make a small hole in the bottom, what happens? All the yogurt comes spraying out. So Krishna was clapping. Oh, very good. Beautiful white yogurt everywhere, spraying all over the kitchen. He was overjoyed. But then he goes, oh no, when mother comes back, then she'll punish me. I'll be in trouble. So, if a thief or a criminal does crime, then they stealthily leave the scene of the crime. So Krishna, he quickly ran away. After some time, Bhakti Shoda came back and saw the broken pot and saw the yogurt all over the floor. So just as a policeman can catch a thief by finding some clues, Bhakti Shoda could. Oh, where's my boy? And then she looked. And she noticed something. Even though Krishna is supreme of heavenly Godhead, he's omniscient, he knows everything. But in Vrindavan, he's like a child. Oh, completely forgetful of his Bhagavata. So he did not notice that when he was leaving, he walked through the yogurt and left the trail of yogurt footprints to the place where he was hiding. So Bhakti Shoda saw the footprints of Krishna and began to follow them. So she came to the room where he was hiding and looked inside. What was Sri Krishna doing? He climbed on top of a grinding mortar and he reached out and took butter and he began to feed his butter to crows and to monkeys. He thought, oh, in my previous incarnation, Lord Ram, at that time, many monkeys, they assisted me in the invasion of Lanka to get back Sita. But at that time, I could not feed them, I could not take care of them. So now I will do it. So Krishna was feeding all the monkeys. And he thought the crows, they're in the dynasty of Kakavishandi, who also helped me. So he was feeding the crows. Just then, Bhakti Shoda thought, I'll catch him. And she took a stick in her hand, and she began to sneak up on Krishna, because he was facing the other way, from behind. So just like a cat can walk even on dry leaves, without making a sound, Bhakti Shoda was walking like a cat, very gently, no sound at all, with the stick in her hand. And she was just about to catch Krishna. When Krishna spoke, the monkeys were running, and crows were running. Why are you leaving? Why are you leaving? Then he realized, uh-oh, someone's behind me. And just as Bhakti Shoda was to catch him, he jumped down and ran. So Bhakti Shoda began to run, but Krishna was very tricky. He went in a zigzag way, so she couldn't catch him. And then Krishna went to the door that leads outside. Krishna was thinking, my mother is very chaste and shy, very lady. So she will not go out into the road unless she's fully decorated with sari, ornaments and everything. So Krishna thought, if I run outside, my mother will not catch me. So he ran outside. Bhakti Shoda came to the door, then she looked around and made sure that no one was on the street there, and then also she ran after him. So as she was running after him, she said, hey you! You are chor! You are a thief! Krishna said, I am a chor. I think that in the dynasty of my father, there is no chor. But in your dynasty, there may be a chor. Because Krishna, you heard his parents discussing that one of the ancestors of Bhakti Shoda, his name was Chor Ghosh. So when he said, you are chor, a thief, he said, I am not a chor. In your dynasty, there's a chor, not in my father's dynasty. He was very cheeky. She said, oh, you are Bandar Bandhu, you are afraid of the monkeys. And she asked him, who has broken the pot of butter? Krishna said, he who creates the pot has broken the pot.
This is very deep. She said, this is the top of the point.
To be coming from the lips of a small baby. So Krishna was running, running. Then when they showed her, she took the stick and she went like this, as if she were about to throw the stick at Krishna. So Krishna flinched and covered his face. And then, with her left hand, she took the right hand of Krishna and held on the stick. So Krishna thought his mother would beat him. So he ran around behind her legs.
Like this, going this side and
that side. Oh, mother, don't beat me. So now, Krishna was afraid. Really deeply. Tears coming from his eyes. Trembling in fear. Even though, the living beings are entangled in the complicated mesh of birth and death can be freed immediately simply by chanting and inattentively chanting the name of Krishna once, because the name of Krishna is feared by fear personified. But now that very Krishna is afraid of his mother. So Mother Yashoda, seeing the fear in his eyes, she thought, oh, what shall I do? I cannot make him become too much afraid. Because if he becomes very fearful and traumatized, then he may become maladjusted when he grows up. So she put down the stick. She didn't want to beat him. But she thought, I must give him some punishment. Because if I don't punish him, then he'll become naughtier and naughtier. And when he's grown up, he may be a dacoit. So she thought, that grinding water that he was standing on was his accomplice in his crime. So the two of them should be punished together. So Mother Yashoda, she took Krishna and she took a rope and she wanted to tie him to the grinding
water. Oh, thank you. Very good. Oh, you. Very good.
Yes, Maharaj, I did not help him to make some time, so I tied both of them in some ropes.
One after one, rope was. Where you were? Sleeping?
He's already tied to the grinding wheel. You want to make both of them tied. Because they are doing accomplices of that, they're the same. But they are help is not to do the same thing.
Better he should tell. Oh, you should tell. Sit down. I thought that you will explain better.
Brahma Vimohan Lila study.
You have heard so many times.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, when Mother Yashoda called Krishna and want to bind him, Mother Yashoda thought, oh, Krishna stole a butter and was feeding the monkeys and crows, standing up on their kind of water. So both are same type of guilty. So I bind them together. As before you have heard, if Mother Yashoda not punish him, he may run away, may jump to the Jamuna, or may enter in the forest, there will be a big problem. Because of Mother Yashoda got this child in his elderly age, so this was most affectionate to her. So if I not bind him, then how I can do my house over? Because he can leave the old men servants and servants. So he took his little loaf of her bread. And he tried to learn them what I want to find Krishna. But if he can put himself to sword. Krishna quite naked. He has golden waist belt. He's still there. Only pure fingers. It's just waist. Mother, how come? I couldn't find Krishna. Then he asked other gopis, still more rope. Mother Yashoda has so many ropes. One after another, maybe not, and became longer and longer, always finger to sword. Gopishtari ko jasmade. Brahma did not keep any binding in his family's destiny. He demands. He says, no, he's my own son. I bind him today, tomorrow, day after tomorrow, years, month after month, I must find him. Mother is a promise, I must find him. And Krishna thought, oh my goodness, if mother will find me, how does it go for play? And all are waiting for me. Also, he is wanting to kill my daughter. When Krishna thought this, then Krishna's inconceivable potency appeared there. So always to think of the sort, could not bind mother Yashoda to Krishna. What to do? Then Krishna Yashoda told, oh, my Sakis, bring love from your own house. Sakis is not easy to bring that love. They are bringing and giving to Yashoda. Let them go. And yet, always to think of the sort. Then Yashoda thought, oh my goodness, what shall I do? If I not find my own son, how I can show my best to all Sakis? What they will think? What they will tell me? And by her mind, surrendered to her own Kula Devata, Narayan. And when he surrendered to Kula Devata, Narayan, what happened? Krishna, Parishraman Krishna, Kripya, Siksa, Bangali. As soon as Mother Yashoda surrendered herself completely, then her Kripa Shakti appeared there, and inconceivable potency disappeared from there. Then Mother Yashoda, from her own bread and silk and rope, she tried Krishna and Dhyana Mata both. Why so? Why the two things are to sort? We are doing Sadhan Bhajan. If we think of when Krishna's mercy will come, we will see nothing to do Sadhan Bhajan. Somebody no idea to my own effort, no need Krishna's mercy. Both are wrong. Both are needed. We have to do our own Sadhan and have to pray for Krishna's mercy. When two will be together, then you can bind Krishna like Mother Yashoda bind Krishna. Then Mother Yashoda bind him, and Krishna's Sakha is also there. Krishna told, Yashoda told, oh my dear boys, please take care of him. And Yashoda went to perform his household job. At that time, Baladeva was not there. That very day was Baladeva's birth constellation. So Baladeva Prabhu, along with Mother Rahini, went to Nanda Prabhu's house, the elder brother of Nanda Maharaj. Then all Sakhas and Mahasaka went away inside. Sakhas said, oh, Kaniya, now, very good. We still battle anymore again. Today, Mother gave a good punishment. It's a laughing, joking. They are killing each other. And now they are pulling. And now Baladeva came from Kupanandu's house. When Baladeva saw that Krishna's binding grinder, motor, he was very serious. Who bind my brother? Madhumanu was told, Vishnu. Maya. As soon as he heard Maya, then his all anger cooled down. Then also asked Krishna to locate, let us go outside. We cannot play here. So, he said, I am pulling, you can push. So all Sakhas pushing the mortar and Krishna pulling the mortar. The meantime, when they came in the courtyard, there is a tree of Arjun, twin tree, Jamal Arjun. They are crushed by Narad Rishi. The two Jamal Arjun tree, they were the son of Nalkuba and Manigri. One, Narad Rishi was passing through. The Nalkuba and Manigri, they are playing with heavenly dancers, completely naked. But the heavenly dancers in Narad Rishi, they cover themselves nicely and did pranam from behind the tree. The two boys, they became very angry. All friendly person, they went to other way to go. Why you come this way? And go, oh, why you going out of water? Come here, we'll play. Narad Rishi said, oh, you are son of Rupe. You are so much intoxicated. You are treating like a tree. You are like a nut, so you must be tree. When Narad Rishi crossed it, then they feel they became gradually inert. Their consciousness is going to be down. Then they put front of his lotus feet. Now they told, what I told must happen, but in the upper view, Krishna will introduce you all and he will deliver both of you. He teaches behind this, Srimad Bhagavat told the Sukadeva Goswami, Janmai Sarja Sutta, Sri Vijayata Mana Madhav Kumar, Naiva Bhakta Vidhatam Vaitama Kinchana Gocharam. If somebody took birth in an aristocratic family, if someone has too much opulence, if someone is a large and small and intellectual giant, and someone is very handsome, by this, they become so intoxicated, very hard for to bhajan to them. Especially, if somebody has so much opulence, then other things come from other opulences, other three come automatically. So, Krishna, remember, oh, my devotee has touched them, I have delivered them. Satyakasubhijavitabhasitam. What is the one he told? He must make it true. So when he intended, then Krishna told Sakaso, you can go away, let me try. Then Krishna pulled it so strong, the both sides of the Jamalaji, making the tremendous sound, and uprooted both sides, not straight. If it goes straight, then Krishna Saka made it just down. So hearing this tremendous sound, all Braj became sticky. What happened? Nanda Baba was far away from there. About Nandu, Jamuna Khar. And then he came out from there, heard the sound. All Brajavasis, they are following sound and coming left side. Nanda Baba came and saw, oh, my Lala is under this tree. Up to now, Krishna was smiling, joking and so far. As soon as he seen his father and began to eat, Peter will be very bitterly. Why? If there is two boys or three friends, they fight each other, but they are okay. But when they saw their own guardian, they began to weep. Why? Because they want to show their sympathy. Because if their parents will show their sympathy, then they notice him. Then Nanda Baba came. Sorry, and prior to that, all Sakhas want to untie Krishna. Subham, Madhumanda, one want to untie, and you could not do so. Oh, let me do. Then Madhumanda, Subham came, then Madhumanda, oh, you cannot do so. I will do. By listening to see each other, cannot do. Why? Because this binding, this is not made by Vatsala law. So Sakhas could not open it, untie it. Maybe Vatsala law or Madhumanda theory. So Nanda Baba came and untied it and give one laddu. In Braj called Bhutani, maybe laddu is roasted wheat and good. Krishna holding in his hand, but not eating, only weeping and weeping. Then Nanda Baba took him on his lap and to Baladev Prabhu also. And Nanda Baba told, who bind me? He told, Maya. Shall I beat your Maya? Jasuna was not there, it's the whole sign. No. So, Jasuna Maya, little far away, she's watching, and all other Prajavas is watching this scene. Nanda Baba became very late to Krishna Baladev and went to Kausel. And he gives some sweet candy and milk directly in the mouth of Krishna Baladev, they took full stomach. He became very happy. And Krishna, with her mother, father and Kalbhaiya, then he became late afternoon. Then Rohini Maya and others, wife of Upananda, Vinanda, Sunanda, Tumi, Sivara, Abhuta, people all came. And they are telling, oh Krishna, you will not go to your mother. Krishna goes, never. To whom you play? Dal Bhaiya, Baba, will not go to your mother. If your mother passed away, as soon as this heart day, began to eat Maya, Maya, Maya. And Mother Yashoda was complete like a statue. Mother Rahi took Krishna and put Krishna down in the lap of Mother Yashoda. As soon as Mother Yashoda got touch of Krishna, began so bitterly. All Praja sweeping. Rudantam, Mukhunatram, Jurman, Nijantram. Krishna sweeping, Mother Jasuda weeping, Nanda Baba, Balaram, Bhava Praja weeping, bitterly. What to do now? Mother Rahini took something very weak and Sarathu Nanda Baba and Krishna Balaram, all of them. Then Nanda Baba told Krishna, oh, bring your mother, because she has not taken anything yet. Jasuda, little fearful, and not coming, and told Krishna, Krishna pulling her. Krishna told, okay, your father can take, or you can take later. After Nanda Baba, Krishna Baba to Prasad, then Mother Jasuda, Rohini Nagas to Prasad. By this way, Krishna renewed his praying for Prajavasi. When Krishna praying towards Krishna praying of Prajavasi going down, then something happened and they renewed again. When Srimad Mahaprabhu went for preaching South India, then somebody asked this question. In South India there is two logic. One kitten logic and another monkey logic. The kitten, the mother cat, will take her kitten different places. Only baby cat meow, meow, they will not do any effort. And mother will, by her mouth, move here and there. Other hand, the baby monkey, the whole mother entirely. Mother monkey will jump from one tree to another tree, one tree to another tree, but baby monkey will hold entirely. If it drop down from mother's lap, they never touch anymore. So, they ask Mahaprabhu, which one is correct? One of Parangalai and Kilangalai. So when Mahaprabhu told, both of them is combined and perfect, otherwise not. Mahaprabhu gave example. Just like someone dropped into the oil and he cried out, send me, send me, send me. Some person mercifully put one rope and told, hold it. Unless you not hold it, how can you live out? Same way, the kitten logic and monkey logic both combined and perfect. So we have, what a teaching behind this? We have to do our own sadhana and have to pray. If we do so, then one day we can pass by Krishna, by Mother Yashoda. Or other way, with more advanced, like Sakhi's find Damodar, with Radhika Saramodar, we can find a person like this. Hare Krishna. Panchayama Pratam Panchayama
Very good. Now, Shyamrani, about fruit seller.
Om Adyanti Virandasya Jnanam Janasamadayam Chaksuram Vidam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. First, I offer my infinite obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet. My most worshipful Dikshita-dev, Dikshita-dev-dikshita, all Krishna pious, I still have this association on Shabbat and Mahasaswami Prabhupada. In the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipful Dikshita-dev, all Krishna pious, I still have this association on Shri Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj, to all of our disciples succession and all the assembled devotees. Shri Gurudev has ordered me to share with you the very beautiful story of the Phalaprani, or the fruit seller. One of the essences of this story, this history, in Krishna's pastimes, is the benefit of Sadhu Sangha. The fruit seller was living in Mathura, and of course, everyone living in Krishna's village of Vrindavan are all great sadhus. So people would come from Vrindavan to Mathura for selling or buying or just traveling. And in this way, from some of the travelers, she heard about the very wonderful son of Yashoda and Nandabala. How he was so charming, and he would carry his father's slippers on his head as a servant, or sometimes he would try to carry something and he wouldn't be able to carry it because it was too heavy for him. She would hear about the very sweet pastimes of Krishna and about his beauty. So she became attracted to have his darshan. So she went to Vrindavan to sell her fruits there. And she went by the area near Nandabhava, the palace of Nanda Maharaj, and she would call out, "Falo, falo, take fruits from me, take fruits." And she would try every day to see Krishna. But sometimes he was sleeping, sometimes he was out playing with his friends, and sometimes he was lying in the lap of Mother Yashoda and drinking her breast milk. So every time she tried, he was nowhere to be seen. So the nature of bhakti is that the more one puts his consciousness into it, the more one's thirst for it grows. So now, the next day, she was determined. If I don't get Krishna's darshan today, I'm not going back to Mathura. She was so determined. Chulakrade said, do or die. He said she was fixed in her vow, and we should be similarly fixed. My vow is that I attain Krishna's praying. So I'm going to chant my rounds every day. I'm going to read the books of my Gurudev and Guru Parampara every day, which gradually give me relish for Krishna praying. So she had that strong determination. I once in my great pride asked Gurudev some years ago, when will you give me my spiritual body? So Gurudev said, well, that's the only thing you want. So she had that strong determination. So she again went through the area of Nandabhavan, but now she was so much in trance that she forgot her fruits and she began calling out, Govinda lo, Damodara lo, Madhava lo, take Govinda, take Damodara, take Madhava, forgetful totally of who she was and what her beauty was there. So from early in the morning till noon, she went around trying to sell her Damodara, Govinda, and Madhava. Finally, she became somewhat tired and sat down in the doorway of Nandabhavan. Krishna, seeing her great do-or-die determination, took some small grains from the storehouse, some corn grains, some wheat grains, some other grains, and began carrying it. You can imagine, he was 3 years old, 2.5 years old, quite naked, wearing only a chain with golden bells jingling and tinkling, a sound which charmed even himself. And he took those grains, which you can imagine, a little 2-year-old baby's hands, fingers all separated. By the time he reached the fruit cellar, all the grains, but 2 or 3, had fallen from his hands. So what did he have to offer? So he went to the fruit cellar and said, give me some fruits, give me some fruits. He had very greedy eyes, Gurudev said. Why? Because he was greedy for her beautiful heart that only wanted him. And it took the form of greed for the fruits. He saw the golden bananas, the mangoes, the grapes, give me some fruits. And she, seeing him in that beautiful, charming way, she became totally enchanted. And she said, I may give you some fruits if you sit in my lap and you call me mother. So this is a great problem for Krishna. Here he is, the prince, the baby son of the king. And if anybody saw me, sees me, calling this low-class, saleswoman, mother, the whole network. So he looked around to see if anybody was looking. Coast was clear. So he very quickly jumped on her lap, mother, and jumped right off. This was enough to totally capture her heart. Her heart was no longer with her. And she started giving him fruits. First, Krishna held out his hands, but his hands were so tiny. So now he held his arm into his chest and fit all the mangoes and other fruits that he could. And then, just as she had realized the only way to find, to meet with Govinda, she realized it's non-sanskritam. And that's how she began in her full trance chanting his name. Just as when Krishna left Rasalita, the gopis realized the only way that we're going to get Krishna's darshan now is by weeping non-sanskritam. So she also took that method. So now her heart was totally lost. Krishna left her as soon as he got the fruit and began dancing off to Mother Yasoda. At which time he put the fruits in her veil, she said, "Oh Krishna, where have you gotten these fruits?" She immediately started distributing them to all the gopis, and although hundreds of gopis came to get those fruits, they were never finished. They were unlimited. Mahapushari Govinde Nama Brahmani Vaishnave. O Mahapushad, you're not different from Radha Govinda. You're not different from the holy name, which can create and destroy millions of universes in a moment, as we were able to go with new initiates. You are not different from the pure Vaishnavas and Brahmanas. Therefore, you can give me whatever they can give me. You can give me Prema Bhakti, you can give me Kamamika Bhakti, and you can take away all my anarthas, all my impediments. So, Krishna Prashadam is not different from Krishna, unlimited. So the supply was never finished. And in the meantime, what was happening to the fruit seller? Completely without her heart, without her mind, forgetting who she was, where she was, only remembering Krishna, because now her heart was with Krishna, in Krishna. So finally, the hours were passing. She wasn't going home. And somebody named her and said, "Excuse me, aren't you supposed to be going home? What are you doing here?" Then she remembered, "Oh yes, what's wrong?" So she took her fruit basket, put it on her head, and as she was walking, she came near the Jamuna. And she realized that this basket is getting very heavy. So she took it off her head to see what it was, and she saw that the whole basket was now full of diamonds and rupees and pearls and other jewels. So she put the basket back on her head, tossed it way into the Jamuna, because she had no need for these insignificant things. When one gives to Krishna everything he has, then Krishna gives everything he has, which is his whole self. So in trance, she went off, and Durgay said, where she went, nobody knows. She was in trance and more than trance. Gurudev said, perhaps Krishna took her body at that very moment, took the outer shell, and took her to go to Vrindavan. She was in Shantarati, like no relationship, but because Krishna saw her as something like a mother, he gave her position more than Pooja, more than Pusna, a position very close to his heart in Goloka Vrindavan. So many lessons in this very beautiful Lila. Four women and the deity of the
Now, Nanda Baba, his brother Upananda, and all, they did a meeting. Oh, now in Gokul, so many problems are coming, so many demons. Putana came, Trinavarta, Shaktasur, and so many. And now there are no grass to for cows, so we should give up this place and we should go to Vrindavan. where Jamuna river is there, a very beautiful forest there, and all kinds of fruits, vegetables, and everything is there. So we must go there. And thus, by lakhs and lakhs cows and calves, they all crossed the river Jamuna and they went to Vrindavan, very beautiful forest as you have seen there. And there, Krishna now is about 5 years age. He told his father, mother that I want to
cow grazing.
I want to go. But mother told him, you are very small boy, after some time. But he was again and again praying that mother and father, I must go. Because of our father, mother, you are also grazing cows. Then they told him, engaged him to graze only calves. And then he began to do calves. In the meantime, one day, Krishna was nearby to Jamuna Harad, not Jamuna River, very near Jamuna River, there was a very deep, like lake, and there, when Krishna went with the gopis and gopis cowherding, then they took water and they sent at once, they died. Some of the friends of Krishna also, they died. Then Krishna told that, oh, Kali is here. Kali, very big serpent. He has thousands of hoods. And always that pond used to boil like. And so any birds even upon this used to fly, they used to fall down and they used to die. So Krishna thought that I must control Kali and I should drive him out from here. And anyhow, he promised himself that I must do. So, what became after that? Damodar Maharaj will speak. But in brief,
Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu
Nityananda Brahma, if time will
come.
So on the morning walk the other day, the Guru quoted the prayers of the Nagapatis. They prayed Kisanubhavas, Asyana Devrimini, Padamriya, Spasamikara,
Jadabanjaya,
Sridharapasa, Tapo, Dihari Kavani, Suchi, the Hutta Brahma. They asked, we don't know what your activities.
Can we speak of Aghasur?
Why you don't know Aghasur? Yes, I know, but maybe not all the sweet dealers that you. Aghasur. Can we speak of Aghasur? Aghasur.
Aghasur. For a very long time, but she could not speak the footnotes of Krishna. Therefore, Sri Siddhartha Goswami has explained, in his previous life, Kali was a king, and there was some drought in his kingdom. Then he took advice from the brothers and said, O king, any problem in the kingdom is the fault of the king. that when the king can become sinless, then the rain will come. So they went to worship one Sadhu. That Sadhu was living in one tree hole. So Kaliya came to worship him. And when we greet the Sadhu, first we wash their feet. So that Sadhu, he put his feet outside. And Kaliya saw that Sadhu had leprosy. But what did you know?
Therefore he
washed the feet of the Sadhu. Then you have to drink that food bathing water. That is very, very powerful. Vaishnava Padaduli, Vaishnava Padajal, Vaishnava Bhutta Arashishna, Etin Sadhu. But he could not drink the water because this had blood, bits of skin, leprosy. Therefore, he was afraid to drink it. Therefore, he put it on his head. That Sadhu said, "Oh, you have no faith in me. You are like a snake. Because a snake is very nice outside, but inside full of poison. Actually, you have no regard for the sun." As Rupa Goswami said, "Brahma Rakatan Hiradhan." Even Sadhu had some fault, some disease, some rough behavior, some low birth. It does not matter. He is still completely transcendental, just like the Ganga. So the Sadhu cursed him, become a snake. But then Kaliya began weeping, and the Sadhu said, "But at least you put it on your head, so I bless you. The Supreme Lord Sri Krishna will dance on your head." Therefore Kaliya, he took birth as a snake, and he had a great enmity with Garuda. Garuda used to come and eat snakes here and there. Therefore the snakes would give an offering every 15 days for Garuda. But Kaliya was envious of Garuda, therefore he used to eat the offering before Garuda would come. Therefore Garuda beat him with his wings, and Kaliya was suffering very much, and Kaliya ran towards Vrindavan. There was one lake to the side of the main current of the Yamuna, and that place Garuda could not go because one Subali Rishi had cursed him. "Oh Garuda, if you come here, your head will crack to 1,000 pieces." Therefore Kali was living there, and he was so much on one island. In that island there were many homes, and Kali and his wife were living on that island. So when Sri Krishna jumped in the Yamuna, then so many big waves came. And those waves went in the hole of Kaliya. Actually, without the grace of punishment of Garuda, then Kaliya also cannot have the good fortune to meet Krishna. Kaliya thought, "Garuda is my enemy." But a Sadhu is a Jatasatru, a Dosadashi. A Sadhu never thinks anyone is my enemy. Then even though Kaliya meant ill, for Garuda, Garuda meant only good fortune for him. Therefore, another reason of Kaliya receiving the mercy of Sri Krishna was the punishment of Garuda. And the Sadhu's punishment is there, but I think Sadhu never does anything which is inauspicious for anyone. So when Krishna jumped in, so many high waves came. And those waves went in the hole of Kaliya. And Kaliya became very angry. And he came out, and he challenged Krishna. What did he see? Tat-prekshane, sukumala, gana, gana, tham, shri-bhat-sati-tapasadam, sukha-sundarasyam. He saw how beautiful is Krishna's form. Kriditam, apatibayam, kriditam, apatibayam, komalonga, angri,
he saw
Krishna's beautiful form, Ganana form, like a dove, more beautiful than millions and millions of rain clouds. Sushitasya, with a very nice smile. Sri Bhaktapita Vasadam, with yellow cloth and Sri Bhats around his neck. Very beautiful lotus feet. But when Kaliya saw him, he could not feel ecstasy and love. He thought, "I will kill him." Even though many demons saw Krishna when he spoke Bhagavad Gita, they could not understand Krishna because they had no devotion. Krishna says, "Bhakti Mama Jana Diyana, I do not, I am only understood by Bhakti." Then Kaliya grabbed He tried to bite Krishna. He grabbed Krishna and pressed him in his coils. That time, the Brijavasis, they felt many inauspicious symptoms. Some quivering of the left side of the body. Some cows crying. Some birds making disturbance. The Brijavasis thought, oh, something has happened to Krishna. They were all ran towards this Kaliya. And there they saw Devakanaya in the grips of Kaliya. Manyasora and the Brijavasis, they wanted to enter into the river of Yamuna. It may be the Yasoda thinking, oh Kaliya, Krishna is only very small. He is not even one mouthful. Take me, take us, if you release Krishna. But Baladev is Guru Tattva, the protector of all Brijavasis. Therefore, Balaram, with his arms, he stopped everyone. Don't. You don't know the power of my brother. So Krishna was like that for 48 minutes, I think. Then all the gopis were crying. Some gopis were unconscious. And as they were unconscious, they were remembering Krishna. Then Krishna said, now I will give punishment to Kaliya. Then Krishna began dancing on the head of Kaliya. So one poet has said, Tandam Kativandam Padam Shakiran Pam 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 Chandra Kadivandan Pranam. He may be dancing on the head of Kaliya, just like we saw this girl doing, but not him. Pam 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 pataka. With his feet, Krishna was making some nice rhythm. Pam 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 patakani. And from one pam, pam means head. One head to another head to another head. And then Kali would go. He would stomp on the head of Kali. That time, the musicians, like the Vidya riders, they were trying to keep up with Krishna's dancing because they know of the music in the Vedas. But Krishna is outside the Veda. There were the rhythms that Krishna was doing. All the Vidya riders, they could not do anything. They threw away their nuggets. Nash and Pesani. They only clapped their hands. That time the big sounds like Sasasana Kanike Nanana Nuniki Mahadev Sanat Kumar Nanakuni Mahadev Haribo. They saw Krishna's wonderful dancing. Then Surya says, who can describe completely the dancing of Sri Krishna on the head of Kaliya? By putting his footstep on the head of Kaliya,
he took away
all his fear. Tanda Kaki Rodan Paranasi Giranam. All glories to that. Given by Krishna. So that time Krishna, he may be showing, oh, to the gopis, how much I can dance on the head of a snake. Imagine how much I will dance nicely with you in Ras Lila in the future. So when Krishna would stomp his foot, ha! Then Kaliya would feel the weight of the Lord, his head would be crushed. So he was bleeding, vomiting blood, vomiting poison, his eyes were weeping. When all his poison was outside, then he looked at Krishna, and then he could understand Krishna. A little bit. This is not a boy, this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just like we are full of anansas, full of poison, and how we can see Gurudev, how we can see the Vaishnavas, how we can see the teachings, Mahaprasad, because we are full of unwanted things. So Sri Gurudev said, you want to embrace Krishna, but you are coming in school. So first, clean yourself, then embrace Krishna. So when all the poison was out of Kaliya, then he could little understand Sri Krishna. In his mind, he surrendered at the feet of the Lord. That time, the Nanapatis, the wife of Kaliya, they approached Krishna and they offered prayers. Kaliya had been living there so long time. Because of the mercy of Yamuna, because of the association of his wives, who were pure devotees, then some surrender came to the feet of Krishna. Oh Krishna, please don't kill me. Four types of persons approached to Krishna. One of them is fear. Some Kaliya surrendered to Krishna, and the wives offered many wonderful prayers. Time is not there, also I don't know. Time is not there. They said, oh Krishna, you are very, very merciful. Therefore, your punishment is an act of great mercy. Just like if Gurudev punishes someone, we should not think Gurudev is cruel or he doesn't love that person. This is an act of great mercy. Oh Krishna, your punishment to Kaliya is very kind. Even Lakshmi could not get your food dust, but you gave to this serpent. Therefore they pray so much. Nana Kapreshtam, Nata Salvamoman, Napada Neskam, Nasari Patyam, Nayogisim, Apuna Vivamsa, Bhamchita Ye, Padaraja Ekapam. Oh Krishna, anyone who even does pronounce your food dust, what to speak of getting food dust on your head, who only does pronounce your food dust, that person becomes so exalted. They are not interested in this whole earth planet. They are not interested in the heavenly planets, Akshumor Brahma, Natal, Sagi Patyam. They are not interested in even the lower heavenly planets, like Vasatal, Nayogi Siddhimapura, Vamsha. They are not interested in liberation from birth and death. Such is the greatness of that person who achieves, who just does pronounce your food dust. So much Tattva Siddhanta, they pray to Krishna. Oh Krishna, you are time. You are the witness of time. You are the shelter of time. You are this creation. You are also the creator. We offer our pranams to you and to Sankarshan, Prajumna, Aniruddha. So many prayers. And finally, please be kind to our husband who has surrendered to you. Then Kaliya, he became a little inspired, but his prayer was too funny. He prayed, oh Krishna, out of all species of life, the snake is the most envious. And you have created everyone. No one can act against their nature. Therefore, please bless me and give me another body. And his prayer also a little like that. So then Krishna said, oh Kaliya, you are my devotee, but you cannot send Vrindavan because you will make everything so much poisonous. Therefore, go to Fiji with your wife, Ramana Dweep. And he went there. He went there and lived there. And he's also an example of someone who got the mercy of Sri Krishna. So we are also like small Kaliyas. Only I have one head, but we are more poison. Kaliya represents envy. So until Gurudev or his representative, until Gurudev or Bhagavan dance on our head, our lances will not go out also. Therefore, much I'm going to do this time for the
Then Nagpatni told that Kasyan Bhavo Asana Vidmehe. What austerities in past lives you have done, Kali has done, that even Brahma, Shankar, demigods, even Lakshmi, Sivans, they want all that Krishna should put up his feet on our heads, but they are never so chance. So how Kaliya? Say, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and others, they have described how, why it can so. Kaliya Nag is so fortunate. Oh, he was from Vrindavan, he was about 7 or 8 yugs.
24
chatur yug. so long time. If anyone, one night, even he will be in Vrindavan, Brajmandal or Mathura, Krishna Bhakti Prajayate, Diva,
Dinam Eko Nivasana,
Prajayate. So Bhakti, and he is long, long time here. Also, we should know that if enemy is any sadhu purush, devotee of Krishna, even enemy is better than a friend who is materialistic. So, by Garuda was not thinking, he was Ajatasatru because he is devotee. But Kali always thought that he is my enemy. But he was not enemy. He always desired that Kali should anyhow be liberated and he should be a good devotee of Krishna. So by his mercy, oh, Krishna put his feet on his head. Also, due to the chastity of
his wives thought
that now Kali has become devotees. He has taken surrender of Krishna. So now he is devotee. And we are also devotee. We want that our husband should not be killed. If he will be killed, then other snakes will come and forcibly they will
enjoy us and break our chastity.
So, they prayed that, oh, we want that you should give up our husband and we will both serve you. In this way, so many regions were there. Now, one day Krishna, grazing calves, he went near Talban, where tall trees?
Palm forest.
And very beautiful, sweet fruits were there. So, the boys told, they asked Baladev Prabhu, oh, we want to take the very sweet fruit of Talvan. We are very hungry. And what was done after that?
Tridandi Maharaj
will speak in brief.
Gurvei Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Taravaya Krishnaya Krishna Taravaya Taravaya Maha. I first of all offer the incident to my companions and to the Lord Sri Lanka of Guru, Om Vishnu Kumar, Paramahansa Sri Lanka Chaya, the Sultan of Shishma, Shri Lanka Chaya, the Lord of the Son of Maharaj, and to all the Sri Lanka Sanyasya, and all the Vaishnava 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 So Srila Gurudev, this evening, is taking us all to Sri Vrindavan Dhamma and the beautiful, exceptional, astonishing pastimes of Krishna in his early childhood pastimes. So Srila Gurudev described
that after the
Gopasthani festival, that Krishna, he took the cows grazing, with all cows grazing, with all the cat boys. And in this chapter, in the 10th canto of the killing of Devadasura, it begins with Krishna wandering in the beautiful forest of Vrindavan. And it's described how Krishna's eyes were seeing the beauty of Vrindavan. And his ears were hearing the beautiful humming of the bumblebees. And his tongue was tasting the fresh sweet water
of the bubbling streams and creeks, and the wind, the beautiful soft breeze was touching his skin. So all of his senses were being completely satisfied by the beauty and sweetness of Sri Vrindavan. His nose was smelling the fragrance of the beautiful flowers. And then Krishna, he began to glorify his wonderful brother, Baladeva Prabhu. And he was saying how the trees are bowing over in honor of him, how the fruits are being given from the trees, how the flowers are blooming and blossoming.
Actually, of course, this is
all happening due to Krishna's presence. When Krishna was glorifying his brother
and showing the beauty
of Vrindavan. And then they were playing so many games with the cowherd. And at that time, Subal, Mangal, Sridhar, they approached Krishna and they were saying, oh, we are so hungry. Actually, of course, they weren't hungry at all. They were just wanting to perform a very beautiful special pastime. So they were saying, oh, will you please be a hero and kill this hunger. The Sakha, he likes to inspire Viraras, this chivalry mood. So the Sakhas were inspiring Krishna and Balaram to satisfy their hunger, and they were smelling the aroma of these very special tower fruits. It's described that these tower fruits were like dark, like honeybees, and they were very juicy and fat, and their scent and their aroma was very intoxicating and inviting. And this aroma was going through this beautiful forest of Talavan. So they challenged Krishna to please go to this forest of the tower fruits and give us these tower fruits. We're so hungry. So this forest was actually under the control of Kamsa. These fruits were being taken to the palace of Kamsa. And it's described that there was a great demon residing in that forest called Dhenukasura. And Dhenukasura had actually eaten men. He'd actually then caught birds. Even birds wouldn't fly over. They felt it was such a dangerous forest to go to. But nevertheless, Krishna and Balaram and all the cowherd boys, very courageously, they walked straight into that forest. And Baladeva Prabhu at that time, he took the initiative to lead, and he went to one tower tree and he began to shake it very ferociously. And all the tower fruits, they began to pound on the ground, making a big noise. And immediately at that time, Dhenukasura, he came rushing out, braying madly. He was an ass demon. Like half horse, half ass. And he came braying out with his teeth crashing together. And his boots, very sharp boots, stamping on the ground. And he swung round with his back to Baladeva. And he kicked both his hind legs in the chest of Baladeva. But Baladeva, he just ignored that as if some flower had been thrown against his chest. He took no notice of it at all. And then the demon ran around and round in circles, braying and braying. And then he turned around again to take another ferocious kick at the chest of Baladeva. This time, Baladeva, when he caught that demon Dhenukasura's legs, and he swung that demon around his head until the centrifugal force of that swinging took his life. And he swung that demon up into the high trees, these high tower trees. And one by one, as that demon hit the first tree, then the second tree crashed. And then that caused a whole domino effect of all the different trees dropping down. So many trees were crashed by the weight of that one demon. And then all the Dhenukasura's compatriots, all his followers, they all came rushing out, angry that their leader, Dhenukasura, had been so easily killed by this young cowherd boy. And then Krishna and Balaram together, they began the most amazing pastime. Both of them were catching these demons, ass demons, by the hind legs, and swirling them around and around and around, and throwing them into the tall trees. And all the tall trees were just crashing down along with the fruits. So at this time it's described that the fruits were actually spoiled because there was so much blood from all the demons over them. And actually later on, the tribes, when they came and took those fruits. But this demon,
who is the first demon, Baladev Prabhu slays, is actually the representation of ignorance. An ass is like an ignorant creature. He just carries such a weight of washing and load and just takes a little bit of grass as payment for what he's carrying. So this signifies the slaying by Baladev Prabhu, who's the embodiment of Guru Tattva. He slays this anartha of ignorance. There's a very beautiful verse. Mayako dasya jivasya neo nata chatur vidu. Hridaya dubalyam chaparad sakrishna tattva vibrama. This is saying the four types of anarthas that represent ignorance. This ignorance is the root of our sinful life. When this ignorance becomes purified, then our sinful activity will subside, will stop. So these four anarthas, this Hridayubhayam, this envy of other people, this pratishtha, this wanting to have more fame than Krishna, wanting to put ourselves in the spotlight rather than trying to illuminate the beauty and glories of the Supreme Lord Himself.
Thank you. Thus, Baladev Prabhu is Guru Tattva. He renews Agyan. Donkey means of foolishness, Agyanata.
Ignorance.
But Baladev Prabhu, he takes all kinds of ignorance and he gives Krishna Tattva and Prema Bhakti. Now, one day, Krishna was grazing cows with, he was grazing cows nearby anywhere, Govardhan Hill or anywhere, and he saw that on the hill so many cows are there, giving up their new calves, and they are hankering after and running after their old calves. Baladev Prabhu thought, why these things? So he will speak more about this story. But very brief, because time is...
So we are so fortunate that we have been brought to Sri Vrindavan by our beloved Sri Gurudev and hearing for this past week all these beautiful pastimes of Srimad Bhagavatam and Sri Vrindavan. So Sri Gurudev has brought us up to the 14th chapter of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And now, the most amazing story, which is called Brahma Vimohan Leela, is narrated by Shukadeva Goswami. As Srila Gurudev told, one day, Krishna, or Baladev Prabhu, he was noticing that the calves that were being grazed by Krishna, that they were cows, the mother cows, they were running down the hill and showing so much affection
to their calves.
Huh? And he also noticed that the cowherd men
were showing.
So Baladev Prabhu was noticing that the cowherd men were showing so much affection to their sons. And he noticed that their affection for the sons and the cow's affection for the calves, even though the calves were grown-up calves by now, 1 year old, that they were extremely affectionate to them as they are for Krishna. Because all the British Nazis in Vrindavan, they love Krishna more than they love their own sons. The cows love Krishna more than they love their own calves. So then Baladeva Prabhu inquired from Krishna about the reason for this, and he came to understand that this is the mystic power of his younger brother Krishna. But there is a very great secret behind this, and this story is now explained by Shukadeva Goswami, why this was so. So, Lord Brahma, who is the supreme creator of this universe, Lord Brahma noticed Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, when specifically there was the killing of the snake demon, Akhasur, who had expanded himself as a huge snake. And when he saw Krishna rescue the cowherd boys from the belly of this snake, and he had killed the snake demon, then he saw that the Atma of Akhasur entered into the lotus feet of Krishna. So Lord Brahma, he was very attracted to this, and he desired to see more sweet pastimes of Krishna. So therefore, an inspiration came into his heart, and also he began to use his intelligence, his own intelligence. And therefore now, he was watching Krishna one day, when Krishna went to the bank of the Jamuna River, herding the young calves, and with all of his cowherd boyfriends, who were very young, like Krishna, only 5 years old. So when Krishna and the cowherd boys were going along the bank of the Jamuna, they saw a very nice place, where there was an extensive place to stand, where they could all sit down together, and they could enjoy their lunch together. So every day, whenever Krishna would leave for the forest of Vrindavan along with his cowherd boyfriends, they would carry lunch bags, which their mothers had made for them. So at this place in the forest, where there were beautiful grasses nearby, very nice shady trees, so Krishna said, told his cowherd boyfriends, let us sit here, and let us take our lunch here. So now, all the cowherd boys were very happily playing with Krishna, and Krishna was their very light and soul. Now they all sat down. Krishna sat down in one place, and the cowherd boys sat down in lines, surrounding Krishna in various rows, hundreds and thousands of cowherd boys. And they all brought out their lunches and placed them on sometimes leaves, some on top of rocks. They took out all the foodstuffs that were packed. They put them on flowers. And this way, very happily, they were playing together and taking lunch with Krishna. Each cowherd boy was actually looking at Krishna, although they were a distance away from Krishna even, but by Krishna's transcendental potency, because he is the Supreme Absolute, who is the center of the entire creation. Therefore, Krishna showed each cowherd boy that he was looking directly at them and reciprocating with them, eye to eye. So, in this way, all the cowherd boys were playing together, very happily taking their foodstuffs, and they were also sometimes tasting the foodstuffs of one another. And the cowherd boys were so instantly praying with such succulence, such friendship, that they would even take food out of their own mouths and give it to another cowherd boy. Here, taste this. This is so wonderful. And sometimes they would even joke and laugh. And one cowherd boy, he would take a samosa that had been made by his mother, and he would take out the ingredients from inside of the samosa, and he would put a flower inside of there, and then flower. And then he would give it to another cowherd boy, and he'd say, oh, taste this, this is very wonderful. So then the cowherd boy would bite on it, and he would taste, oh, very bitter, and make a funny face. And then that cowherd boy would laugh. And in this way, so much joking and exchanging was going on between them.
So, as this was going on, and Krishna was enjoying with the cowherd boys, oh, at that time, they noticed that the calves had strayed very far distance away. They couldn't see them anymore. And then the cowherd boys wanted to go and bring them, but Krishna told them, oh, no, you should stay here. I will go and bring them. And very shortly, I will return. So now Krishna left that place, and he went looking for the calves. In the meantime, Lord Brahma, who was overlooking this whole scene, he now thought, oh, let me test Krishna. So he took those calves which had been wandering by his mystic power, and he took them into a cave, placed them inside of a cave near the Jhumna River, and he hid them there. And he placed them in a kind of mystic sleep. So now Krishna, who was looking everywhere, he could not find the calves. And then he returned back to the place where the cowherd boys had been sitting. And then, when he came back to that place, he also saw that the cowherd boys were not there. Why? Because Brahma had also taken the cowherd boys and placed them into that cave. So now, Krishna was thinking, oh, I can understand that this is Brahma who is trying to test me. And he also, in his Naravata Leela, he was thinking, how can I go back to the village of Vrindavan without the calves and without the cowherd boys? Oh, Mother Yashoda will be very upset with me. So then Krishna, by his transcendental supreme potency, Sri Krishna himself expanded himself as every single cowherd boy. He became identically each cowherd boy with their particular facial features, their particular dress, the shapes of their hands, their eyes, their voices, their personalities. He became each and every calf also, expanded himself as each calf. And in this way, now Krishna went with all the calves and the cowherd boys, continued his pastime to the forest of Vrindavan, and then, at the end of the day, Krishna now went into the village of Vrindavan, and he went back to his home, and when he came back, and all the village people of Vrindavan were waiting for Krishna to come home with all the cowherd boys and the calves. Now they all saw Krishna, and they saw the cowherd boys and the calves, and they became completely overwhelmed with love and affection for their cowherd boys. So now Krishna, in the form of every cowherd boy, he entered into every house in Vrindavan. And also as a calf, he entered into the cowsheds. And now, in this form, all the elderly gopis of Vrindavan and cowherd men who really loved Krishna more than they loved their own sons, and they always wanted, they always desired, oh, if we could only have Krishna as our son, like Mother Yashoda has him. So now Krishna fulfilled their desire, and he personally became their sons. They were able to bathe him, to feed him, to dress him, to decorate him. And all the mother cows, who also loved Krishna more than they loved their calves. Now those cows were able to personally give milk from their own milk bags, and personally lick the bodies of their calves. And in this way, Krishna satisfied their desire. So in this way, for one whole year, Krishna continued every day performing his pastimes, going into the forest of Vrindavan with the calves and cowherd boys, coming home at night, going into all the homes. During this one year also, there was a proclamation by Bhagavan Rishi, Purnamasi Devi. Purnamasi Devi was always revered by all the Vrishvasis. They followed every one of her orders. And she told them that this year is the most auspicious time for marrying all the young cowherd girls to the young cowherd boys. Because in the baby times, they would be married very young. They would not live together, but they would be married together, and they would grow up knowing that, oh, he is my husband, she is my wife. So all the young cowherd girls married the young cowherd boys. And in this way, Krishna fulfilled the desire of the young cowherd girls to have Krishna as their dearly beloved. So like this, during this 1 year, Lord Brahma, in the meantime, because his time period is very long compared to earthly time, not one moment of his time is one entire year of earthly time. So during the time after he had stolen the calves and cowherd boys, put them in the cave, then Lord Brahma, he returned back to his home in Brahmaloka. And when he came there, he wanted to enter into the palace of Brahmaloka. But the guards in the gateway, they prevented him from entering. And they said, no, no, you cannot enter here. He said, why? I am Lord Brahma. I am your master. He said, no, no, no. You are only an imposter. Our master is inside the palace. And he has told us that an imposter, he will come here saying, I am Lord Brahma. We should not let him enter. So who was that other Lord Brahma in Brahmaji's palace? That was Krishna himself, who expected himself as Brahma. Now Brahma began to think, oh, I am being defeated. Something is not in order here. So he went immediately, within that same moment that he returned back, he immediately came back to the earthly planet. And when he came back to the earthly planet, he went to the same place, on the bank of Jamuna, to look where the calves and the cowherd boys were. When he came there, he saw that they were still there. He saw that all the cowherd boys were sitting just as before he stolen them. They were sitting there taking their lunch with Krishna very happily. And he saw all the calves nearby grazing. So then Lord Brahma thought, oh, what is happening here? And immediately he went to the other place where he had put the original cowherd boys in the cave. And when he went there, he saw they were also in the cave. And then he went back to the place on the bank of the Jamuna, and he saw that they were simultaneously there. And because he has four heads, he's able to look simultaneously in all directions. He looked in both places simultaneously, and he saw they were both there. So now he realized, uh-oh, I have made a mistake. Oh, now I have seen that Krishna's mystic power, oh, it is so far superior to my mystic power. And then, at that time, Lord Brahma began to feel in his heart repentance for trying to test Krishna's mystic power. And he, at that time, he was able to get the vision. Krishna allowed him to see that every single cowherd boy and every calf, they now manifested in front of Brahmaji's eyes as very beautiful Vishnu forms with four arms, holding conch shell, disc, flower and cup, lotus flower and cup. And they were so beautifully decorated with golden ornaments. He saw that these powerful Vishnu forms were actually manifested in all directions. And he began to see all the demigods, all the different manifestations of the universe, taking forms and praising these Vishnu forms, offering prayers to them. And now Lord Brahma became completely overwhelmed. Even though he is the supreme creator of this material world, he became completely overwhelmed by Krishna's mystic power. And now he began to repent. So Brahmaji at this time, he immediately came to Krishna when Krishna was going in the forest just nearby to that place. And he came and he fell down at Krishna's lotus feet. And he paid his obeisances. He came there on a swan carrier. And when he came and paid his obeisances at Krishna's lotus feet, now he stood up. And his big, powerful form with golden crowns on his head and tears rolling from his eyes, now Lord Brahma, he began to offer prayers to Krishna. And these prayers are called Brahma Stuti.
Only one twist, no.
So in the beginning, Lord Brahma told that no nitya day, he told that, oh, you are so beautifully standing in front of me as a beautiful cowherd boy. You are decorated with puja mala and golden
cloth like lightning. Your beautiful body resembles like a dark rain cloud. And your earrings are beautifully decorating your beautiful lotus face. Oh, how beautiful you are appearing before me as a cowherd boy. But yet I understand that you are actually the supreme absolute truth, the supreme controller of this entire universe. And in comparison with your mystic power, my powers are simply like a little firefly in comparison with the sun. And your glories are so great that even the greatest philosophers and scientists, if they are able to count the atomic particles in the sun rays, they will still never be able to count the extent of your great glories. He said, no one can understand you, but only by the process. In the said, Jnane prayasam dhapasiram anta eva jivanti sanko kalitam pavadhiya varatam stani sitashitam kalpam nobir.
Nayo sajita jita pistai trilokkam.
Ye kraya sojita jitokya sitai srilokyam.
He said, only if someone gives up this attempt to understand you, Jnane prayasam, they try to understand you with their intelligence, with their brain, and they simply surrender at your lotus feet. And they continue the process of hearing about you from the lips of your pure devotees. And they constantly with their body, with their minds, with their words, they surrender to you. Only in this way can they understand your glories.
Tad bhori bhagyam.
And then Lord Brahma, he told that the bridge bossies, they are so fortunate. I know, aho bhagyam, nanda gopa prajotasam, janamindaram paramanandam, purnam brahma sanatanam, that supreme purna brahma Krishna, who is the eternal absolute truth. He has come as the very son and the very friend of all the rich bhasis. And he is living with them. How fortunate. A whole bhagyam. How fortunate they are. Then Lord Brahma said, if I can only take birth as some kind of little piece of stone even in Vrindavan, that I can have the dust of the lotus feet of the rich bhasis on my head, then I would consider myself fortunate. And in this way, Lord Brahma offered prayers to Lord Krishna.
Jananta eva jananta. Oh, any man can tell that I know Krishna, what is Krishna Tattva, but I, having four heads, I cannot imagine what is the glory of Krishna and who is Krishna. And praying, sir, and what Krishna was doing? He was keeping his hand on a friend's
shoulder.
And one
lotus flower.
He was neglecting Brahma. Whether he was praying or not, he is not looking after him. And the boys used to tell him, Choma, who is Choma? Choma means four-headed. And they were also
joking,
seeing Brahma. After that, I wanted to speak on Gopi Geet, Bhramar Geet, Venu Geet,
Jugal Geet,
and so many things, and Divyonmad of Gopis. And when Akrur went to Vrindavan, Braja, Nandagaon, and he saw the glory of gopis, and then he prayed, Asamaho Charana Renu Yusamaham Shyam. Oh, I want to be a dust of Vrindavan, that gopi will go when to meet Krishna. Oh, his feet dust will come on my head, so I will be so fortunate. So I wanted, but be qualified. At any other time, we will discuss all this very, very interesting and very, very
deep meaning. Now, I am very happy that everything here managed so well and everything is successful. But I invite you all for doing parikrama in Brajmandal after 2 weeks. I think that those who have some no problem of money, they must come there. They should not fear for anything. We were managed everything about more than
1,000.
Oh, devotees from all world will come and you should participate. And also I invite you all to come in Navadvip Parikrama. There at least 20,000 devotees will be gathered and we will manage like miracle. So you will have not to worry for anything. We will do everything, or lodging, fooding, everything. So try to come to Vrindavan and Navadvip. And my heartly blessings to the managers who managed everything, Dharmaraj,
Krishnadas,
and his board all. Gaur Pramanande.